A 19-year-old in Indiana is begging a judge not to, quote, ruin his life with a sentence that would force him to register as a sex offender for 25 years. That would mean being in regular contact with authorities, having his home searched every 90 days, living far away from parks and schools, and staying off the internet for 5 years. Zach Anderson got that sentence after he had sex in Michigan with a 14-year-old who told him she was 17, which is above the age of consent in Michigan. He served 75 days in jail after pleading guilty to fourth-degree sexual contact. Anderson has asked the judge for a new sentence, and the girl's mother has asked for leniency. Joining us now from Elkhart, Indiana, are Zach's parents, Les and Amanda Anderson. And first of all, tell us what happened. How did your son meet the girl, and how did he get in trouble?
Well, they met on a Facebook app called Hot or Not, and then they kind of exchanged some, you know, texting, messaging, and stuff like that.
And she told him that she was 17 years old, even though she was only 14.
Yes, when you sign, you have to, you know, acknowledge that you're going to only go in your age bracket when you put forth your birth date information. And both of them had done that, but she didn't put her correct birth date in, obviously.
And then how did the authorities get brought in?
Well, the night they met up, my son and her had met, and then apparently the mother knew she had gone out because she was dressed up. She didn't know where she went. And so she has a medical condition where she needs medication every 2 hours because they couldn't find her or know where she was at. They called the police. The police showed up, and actually the girl had returned home by then, I believe. And they questioned her, and then nothing was pretty much – that was pretty much the end of it. And then I guess detectives showed back up later to ask some more questioning.
And found out that, indeed, they had had sex.
Yeah, and then I think at that time they, you know, from what the conversations we've had with the mother and that, she wasn't comfortable with the questioning. They pressed a little and then took her down to do the rape kit and all that kind of stuff.
And in Michigan, the age of consent is, what, 16, right? And
yes.
your son was 19 and she was 14 but said she was 17.
That is correct.
So now he's been given this sentence, which he says is too much, you say is too much, even the girl's mother says is too much. Explain that. Why do you think that the sentence is too much, even if she did say that she was older than she actually is?
Because there's a program funded by the state of Michigan called HIDA, Holmes Youthful Training Act, and it's especially for kids in Zach's age bracket that prohibits them from having a criminal record, keeps them off the registry altogether by attending classes and counseling. And that's, you know, I think a
three-year program.
And, you know, on top of probation and the jail time, that should have been enough.
Why do you think that should have been enough, though? I mean, why do you think that this case should not be treated as any sex offender would?
Well, I mean, you go back to our state of Indiana. Indiana has a law that if somebody lies in their age, really there's no charges brought, especially if there's admission. I guess they call it a mistake of fact defense. 20 other states as well have that same. So, you know, you're dealing with, you know, two different states with two different laws, and the fact that, you know, you get into the issue of teenage sex, and, you know, again, as parents, we're not advocating that. You know, we teach our kids abstinence and believe that is the best way. At the same time, the reality is kids are doing this. So we're now criminalizing teenage sex and locking up kids and ruining lives for 20, 25 years, you know, on up.
And your son has said that the most important thing for him in terms of the punishments, and he's already served 75 days in jail, is not having to register as a sex offender because he said that would ruin his life.
Very much so. I mean, what it does to the social status, being seen as an outcast and not having the privileges of average, you know, young men his age, for just having, you know, relations with a girl is totally extreme. And Les needs to answer this one.
Well, in the words of Judge Buell of Michigan, a retired judge, he, in the CNN piece, he even said that you're talking 30 to 40% of teenagers in high schools would be locked up for the same thing. Is that really what we want to start doing here in our country?
Well, and the judge in the case of your son, Judge Dennis Wiley, was very tough in his wording. The transcript of the hearing has him saying that just the way that your son met with this girl, you know, through an app, he said that seems to be part of our culture now. Meet, have sex, hook up, sayonara, totally inappropriate behavior. There is no excuse for this whatsoever. So do you think that this judge is going to do what you and your son are asking for?
It's hard to say, to be honest with you. I mean, obviously, you could see the sentence that was given. So, I guess there is some hope in the hearing that we were at last Wednesday. The judge did agree with our attorney and on the record said that you are correct, that the prosecutor went beyond the agreement that was between the two parties. So I think partially he's already spoken that the fact that the plea agreement was violated. So, you know, we're patiently waiting. It's been a week. Honestly, we're not sure why we're still waiting. But, we're ready for the next step. We want to move on with the appeal. Hopefully, you know, our whole goal is to get Zach's life back. He's been on, you know, house arrest for 24/7 up until sentencing. And, you know, obviously with the 61 restrictions he has now, life is not very easy.
What does this tell you about the whole way that these kinds of things are dealt with? Do you think that beyond the case of your son, that the sentencing guidelines are simply too strict for cases of teenagers having sex with other teenagers, consensual sex?
Yes. I mean, if you could only read the Facebook messages we've received from our Facebook page, I probably have 200, if not 300 messages from parents and families dealing with this exact same issue. So to answer your question, is it harsh? I would go farther to say it's cruel and unusual punishment. It's punitive. It makes somebody an outcast to society.
It's almost unconstitutional in today's age of technology, all the things that have been taken from him.
You know, and now we're starting to hear even on the international side, there's been articles and websites in Australia, Belgium, China, Japan, Netherlands, France about this. And, you know, the outcry from them is they're actually blown away that this could actually happen in America just because of, you know, how we fight, you know, worldwide for the rights and that of others. But look at what we're doing to our own people and especially teenagers.
On the other hand, I'm sure that there are some people who are listening to this and saying, well, it doesn't really matter if somebody says that they're, you know, 17 when they're actually 14, that's irrelevant, that the burden should be on the person who is 19 and who is having sex with this person.
Well, I mean, it's easier to play Monday morning quarterback. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not sure there's many people that are carding people before they have sex. I think that, and I don't know if I've already said this, there is a difference between a legal and a moral failure. We've dealt with the moral issue with our son, you know, in those aspects. Obviously, you know, legal as far as the age. But, you know, the problem is bigger than that because somebody could – you could get ID somebody. They could have a fake ID. And guess what? You're still in the same boat. So what if my son would have ID'd her and she had an ID that said she was 18? He's still in the same boat. He's still guilty. So
it's almost entrapment because we have the culture in today's – on media, on TV, movies, commercials. You can't even see a gum commercial without having some kind of sexual bent to it. And then we pass out condoms in high school. And then we, you know, criminalize them for our, you know, permission and handing this stuff out and having it broadcast as the norm for, you know, entertainment. And it's just another generational ruling.
What has this been like for the two of you as you've had to go through this process with your son?
Well, I mean, obviously life has not been pleasant. I think as a family and as a couple, we've grown stronger together, but it reiterates our love for our son. We also have three other boys, and as a family, it's drawn us closer. But it is very difficult, you know, because a lot of our focus has been on trying to get our son's life back, because at the end of the day, you know, there aren't many quote-unquote crimes, if you want to call it this, that carry the weight that something like this does, you know, and it's hard to swallow when it's a consensual act. And like I said, we've had a conversation with the mother and the daughter, and as a family, we've both asked for forgiveness because at the end of the day, there were two wrongs done, not just one.
But everyone deserves a second chance, and that was what the program HIDA was there for someone that had no previous criminal record whatsoever, who's not making it, you know, a habitual predatory habit. That is not the case at all here.
That's Amanda and Les Anderson. Their son, Zach, who is 19 years old, is asking for a resentencing after he was required to register as a sex offender for years because he had sex at age 19 with a 14-year-old girl who said that she was 17. Les and Amanda, thank you for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.